Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania. This is Trigger Ethics, a 7-part radio mini-series. Previously on Trigger Ethics.
What's new, Frank?
I was hoping you boys would tell me, being on the exec board. Pinnacle stock has already dropped a dollar and the market has only been open for a minute.
All right, we're skipping the pleasantries this morning. We have a crisis on our hands. The war in South America is over.
Who won?
Venezuela.
Dreely, I have a business proposition for you. Can we speak?
There's a new product coming out. The long-range electric shock weapon, or the Shock Hornet.
What kind of place is this?
This is an unsanctioned church. This is what Rosewood has started under our very noses.
Dreely, come on, put the gun down.
Silence, heretic! Officer, arrest this man.
Dreely, what are you...
And now, episode 2. Welcome to jail, Westcott.
What happened to my trial? I have the right to a trial.
No, you don't.
But it's only been a day. Look, why on earth would I go to an illegal church? I'm telling you, it's not for the sermons.
Then maybe you went for communion. Maybe there was a girl there you wanted to meet up with.
What? No, there's been some mistake. I didn't do anything. I was there for a weapons test.
Well, the papers say you're guilty, and if there's been a mistake, the warden will clear it up.
Let me see the warden. I'm innocent.
You know how many people in here say they're innocent? All of them. But they're all low-life scum.
I want to see the warden now.
Yeah, well, the warden's on business today.
When is the warden not on business?
Tomorrow. This is your cell. Move it.
Look what the crim caps dragged in for us, Joseph. Hope he isn't another preaching, Bible-thumping radical churchman. There are enough of those types in here already.
Definitely not.
Alle-frickin-luia. I've had enough of these preaching types. All they do is try to save you from yourself.
What?
That's all Joseph here does. He's like a salesman offering you a state-of-the-art pencil. Only he's worse. He sits next to you instead of calling during dinner.
You blow a lot of steam, Brass. You know I could shut your mouth for good.
Steady, Joseph. It wouldn't fit a holy man like you to hit a man like me hard on his times. Besides, a new guy didn't come to listen to pray me to death, did you?
I didn't come here of my own choice. But one thing's for sure, I won't be here for long because this is all a mistake.
What are you in for?
They say I was attending an unsponsored church, but I wasn't attending the service. I was there for a weapons test. I work for Pinnacle. I'm innocent.
Why, you godless
son of... Give the preaching a rest there, Moses.
Moses? Yeah, right.
Careful, Mr. Yuppie. This here fine man is Joseph Elder. He's holy.
Oh, I know who he is. He's Rosewood's package boy.
You're one to talk, corporate dog.
Well, this is good.
And you are?
Well, Mr. Yuppie, I'm Brass.
The most despicable being next to a Pinnacle scientist.
I'm not a scientist.
You said you were at a weapons test.
If you're not a scientist, Yuppie, then what are you?
I'm on the executive board.
Tell me, Yuppie, what do you think of your accommodations, huh? I'm sorry if they're not up to your usual standards. Oh, and how about your current company?
I've told you, I'm not going to be here long at all. I'm not looking to make friends.
Well, until you break out of here, you're going to have to live with us. In fact, it's your miserable company's fault both of us are here in the first place.
No, I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, yes. You see, I'm just a lowly gun trader.
Well, my company doesn't have a problem with gun traders. In case you didn't realize, Pinnacle Arms is a gun manufacturer. We sell guns.
Ah, but your competitors do too. I'm under the distinct impression that Pinnacle didn't appreciate me selling other people's products.
Or it could have been the fact that you stole half of what you sold, embezzled money, and when the crim caps came for you, you shot them.
Yeah, minor details.
Sure they are. Well, I'm in here because your company doesn't believe in pricing ethics. The poor can't live in the filth your company creates because you overprice filters.
Yes, Joseph here is a regular holy Robin Hood. Steals from Pinnacle by night and gives filters to the poor by day. Then he goes and gets caught, and I have to listen to him preach day and night.
The Crim Caps only dragged me in last week.
Crim Caps? What are those?
It's trod slang for the brigade, Mr. Yuppie. Sorry to dirty your ears with it.
Well, it makes sense, I suppose, with those red gas masks they wear.
Or the innocent blood they shed.
Oh, great. Here we go, again.
Innocent blood?
Yes, innocent blood. Sometimes they just stun our people, but it's not a rare occurrence that people of faith are gunned down during their busts on churches.
The underground churches are illegal. Besides, the only time I've ever heard of people being gunned down is when you raid our warehouses.
Yes, our church is illegal, but why? Where is the justice in that? As for the raids, those are only for our own survival and the survival of the needy. How can you justify charging fees for what is a necessity to live in this filthy world the corporations have created?
See? Robin Hood.
I can understand your discontent with the sponsored church law, but it isn't a matter of justice. It's a matter of business. You were a competitor, and Pinnacle outmaneuvered you. As for the filters, you must understand that there are production costs. Anyone who is willing to work can afford them. It's just business.
Greedy pig. God's business.
Oh, there, older boy. Yuppie here has a point. We're all just too gosh darn lazy. We need to be more like him. He's a perfect model of a man.
Thank you.
In jail.
As far as I'm concerned, you should have been in here years ago. Do you have no care for the unemployed? Do you really believe that they are all just too lazy to find jobs? And I highly doubt the common man can afford D filters after this morning's price spike.
Price spike? Decker! Oh, I missed my meeting. What's so funny?
You're here rotting in a cell, and you're worried about missing a meeting? You're a breath of fresh air, Yuppie. Older boy's rhetoric was giving me quite the headache. I wonder if you'll still be worried about your meeting after the guards introduce you to your new, exercise program.
Exercise program?
You've got two hands. You think your company would let you lie about drinking martinis and watch the sunset? No. It's manual labor for you, just like all the rest of us. I bet you'll be the first yuppie in a long time to learn what real work for us scum is like.
I agree with you on the work, at least. Some of us don't take pride in being scum.
My apologies, I forgot. What is it you people always preach? That's right, you're a clear river, ain't you? Not polluted and corrupted like me. At least I got another polluted one here to rot away with. Stick with me, yuppie. I'll show you the way down here. If you ever get out of here, maybe you'll remember how your old friend Brass helped you when you were down and out.
Three weeks here. In this heat, it's just so hot. Oh, sorry, Yuppie. I'll have the overseer turn up the air conditioner. Hey, Joseph. Yuppie's still counting his days here. Think he gets out tomorrow?
Yeah, I hear Mr. Dutton's coming down to see him right as we speak. Hey, Westcott, aren't you enjoying the hell your company has provided for us?
Ha, some hell. It's just a foundry. If you want to see a real hell, you should try and sell arms to the Chinese. Sure, they used to be reasonable people, but now you can't scratch your nose without filling out 30 pages of paper.
Right down, there's a guard coming.
Excuse me, sir?
You won't get his attention like that. Watch and learn, Yuppie. Guard, your mother's a sack of rotting meat.
Is this now? What did you say?
Oh, this fellow wants to talk to you.
Sorry, but I'm supposed to see the warden today.
Oh, you. You can see the warden tomorrow. He's busy today. Now get back to work.
Tough luck, Yuppie. Looks like you're hauling metal with us tramps one more day. How many times you ask now?
Every day, for the past 3 weeks. I can't believe this. Just look, my hands are all calloused.
Calloused hands are probably the least of your worries right now, Yuppie.
For once you're right. You'll have calloused hands now, but you'll have a calloused heart if you keep company with Brass, Westcott.
Grow some wings and fly out of our hair, angel boy.
I don't mind the work that much, or even the calluses. It's this heat. It's indecent to make people work in these conditions. It wouldn't cost much to put a real vent in here.
What was it you said when you got here? It isn't a matter of justice, it's a matter of business. Well, this isn't a matter of decency, it's a matter of business. The ventilation system would cost extra money. This is what you get when you apply your capitalism to every aspect of life.
How typical. The downtrodden blaming the system for their problems.
And why not? Who else is there to blame? The love of wealth and the ideal of efficiency have corrupted our world.
Well, if you want to play the victim, you have to go one step further than the system. When you get right down to it, nobody on top gives a second thought about the poor sods at the bottom. But that's if you want to play the victim.
And what part would you play, Brass?
The victor, naturally. I'm not going to let anybody push me down. I'll take what I want. If you're on the bottom, there's no one to blame but yourself. You just gotta climb. I won't let some wet-haired yuppie get in my way.
Don't you see, Brass? If you take it that far, you'll be just as bad as they are.
So?
I get the feeling I'm wasting my breath on you.
And I get the feeling you're a waste of breath.
Day's over. Drop what you're doing. Get in line and get back to your cells.
Slop yesterday, slop this morning, slop again. Rats would die from this slop. There isn't even enough of it.
Shut up and keep the line moving.
Meathead over there is right. The food is getting worse. I don't think it's worse.
It's the stock.
The stock? Surely your precious Pinnacle isn't going bankrupt.
It won't go bankrupt, but the drop in stock will increase the crime rate. More crime means more inmates, which means we become less valuable. They don't need to pay to keep us healthy, so they won't.
Because it's not a matter of nutrition and fair treatment.
It's a matter of business. Okay, I think we all get it now. You know, you'd figure with all the new products Pinnacle is coming out with, the stock would go up some. Hell, I've heard there's even manufacturing cigarettes now.
Yeah, it's pathetic. Hey, guard!
What?
When am I seeing the warden today?
You're not. You can see the warden tomorrow.
That's what you've said every day since I got here.
Shut up and keep moving.
All right, Yuppie. Do you really want to see the warden?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
All right.
Hey, Meathead!
What did you say? You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You still hungry?
Brass, don't.
This is Rick in Cafeteria 4. The inmates here are starting to brawl in here, requesting assistance. All right, who started this?
It would be that guy. Right over there.
What?
Me? I'm coming with me to see the warden, punk.
Oh. You sure you wouldn't want to take me tomorrow?
Oh, you think you're funny or something? Well, I'm not laughing.
No, just take me to see the warden.
Here, let me help you with that.
Thank you.
Joseph Alder?
Yes, I am.
Are the rumors true? Is he really coming?
Any day now. Just prepare yourself to leave and be ready to run. Speed is of the utmost importance once he arrives.
God bless you, Brother Joseph.
Warden?
Yes, come in.
I have the punk that started the brawl in the cafeteria. He's just outside.
What's his name?
Leon Westcott.
Let him in and wait outside. This shouldn't take long.
Get in here, now.
You're new here, aren't you?
Not really. I've been here about a month.
Then you should know. I don't tolerate fighting within the walls of my prison. Do you hear me?
I think I do. Hold on, there's just a little bit of potato in my ear. Did you say no fighting?
Do you think you're funny, son?
No, I'm just a little upset by the way this place is run. It isn't good business to forget your appointments. It's rather unprofessional.
Let me make something perfectly clear to you, Westcott. You don't make appointments with me. In fact, the less you see of me, the better. Because the more I see you, the longer you'll be here. Understand?
No, actually, I don't. I'm not supposed to be here, as I wasn't attending an underground church.
Well, let's see. Well, your file says otherwise. I've got a statement from Mr. Jack Dreely, who claims you got violent when he discovered you at the church.
When he discovered me? He drove me there!
And we have a statement here from Ms. Verena Decker that testifies to your rebellious attitude. And I also have a statement from the arresting officer. Did they drive you down too?
No. Obviously they've been paid off or something.
Of course they have. Do you have any idea how many people here claim they're innocent?
How many innocent people are arrested with a friendly on them?
So far, zero, and that includes you. The only things you had in your person at the time of your arrest were a wallet, a wristwatch, and a black cigarette case.
Cigarette case? Why would I be carrying one of those? I don't smoke.
Well, you should take it up when you just get out of here. Pinnacle just released this new cigarette brand, Gunsmoke. It's an all-new premium blend. The taste is smooth and rustic.
Cut the pitch, Warden. Dreely's statement is falsified. I demand to be released.
I'm afraid not. With three witnesses testifying against you, there just isn't a whole lot of reason for me to believe you at all. But, let's say for a moment that I believe you. You just started a brawl in my cafeteria.
Yeah? So?
My house, my rules. That means I have the power to adjust your stay with us, Mr. Westcott. You're a businessman, so I'll make you a deal. We'll ignore your other time completely, since you're an innocent man. How's 5 years sound?
5 years? Hell no. I'm not staying here another day. I demand to be released now.
Too bad. I guess your original sentence stands, and we'll add on 5 years for insubordination.
How long is that?
Oh, 35 years now. You should have taken my offer.
No!
Of course, if you promise me you won't be starting any more fights, we can go back to 30 years. No more trouble?
Wouldn't dream of it. I can't believe this.
What's wrong there, yuppie? You look like you've just seen a ghost.
Why? I don't understand why Dreely would do this to me. What did I ever do to him?
Whoa there. Who's Dreely?
Dreely is another executive at Pinnacle. He was the one who took me to the weapons test.
What the hell happened at this weapons test?
It's all a little fuzzy. The brigade weapons really do a number on you. I know he pulled a gun on me. And he said something about arresting a heretic.
Oh, God, are you serious? This just keeps getting better.
What the hell is so amusing, Brass?
Oh, God, are you serious? This just keeps getting better.
What?
Leon, you've been betrayed.
That's putting it lightly, Preacher Man. You've fallen for one of the oldest tricks in the book, Yuppie. The guy pulled a gun on you, and you've only just started to suspect.
No, I... Why, that no-good, crooked son of a whore! I'm going to kill Dreely! How could I have been so stupid?
He's got fire in his eyes. Look, Joseph, he's a regular criminal now. I think my day just got a little bit brighter. Yuppie, don't you know you can't trust nobody?
Anybody on the executive board, anyway.
Shut up, Bible Thumper. When I get my hands around his neck,
I like him this way.
What? Angry? Ready to kill anybody?
Angry? Ha! I'm far beyond angry, and I really wouldn't mind cracking a couple of skulls right now. When I get my revenge on Dreely, finally, some justice will be served.
Hold on there, Yuppie. Those are two completely different things we're talking about.
Sometimes different, but not always.
Look at you, Goliath. This is truly turning into a prison cell now.
Would you two stop the squabbling? I need to get out of here.
Fat chance of that. We've been telling you since the day you got here. No one gets out.
Wait. Leon, what would you be willing to do to get out of here?
As long as I can take Dreely down, I'd do anything.
Even turn against the company you once worked for?
I said anything.
Yup, it's kind of scary when he's angry. But hold on, what are you...
No more waiting. Tell me now.
I need assurance that you won't turn on me.
Joseph, enough dancing around the subject. Tell me now, or shut up. I've said if I can get it, Dreely, I'll do anything. Even if it means praying day and night at some underground church.
Well, it wouldn't involve much prayer. But if you're willing to put in a bit of work on the outside for us, I think you'll find it's easier to get out of here than you'd think. Someone is coming to help us. All I ask is that you be patient.
I can't believe it. A prison break. And you didn't tell me? I'm hurt, Joseph. But it's Yuppie's lucky day. And mine too.
Keep your mouth shut about it, Brass. Leon, I need your answer.
I'm in. But when's it happening?
Soon. I'll let you know when it's time. Just be ready to go at any moment.
And what would have happened if I had said no?
We would have shot you.
Hey, holy boy. What about me?
What about you?
Ain't I getting out too?
If I go, he goes. He got me to the warden.
Fine, both of you. But like I said, don't let a word slip or you won't be leaving this place.
Trigger Ethics is written by Brian Kirkland, Christy Carlson, Ellie Hefner, and Paul Jewett. Produced by Joshua Cyril White, directed by Anna Heller Seebach, with technical direction by Chris Preparato, Ed Jenkins, and Drew Perrone-Bruce, and music by Brandon Lichtinger. This episode featured the vocal talents of Isaac Salapa as Leon, Paul Jewett as Brass, Tom Oak as Joseph, as well as the voices of Andrew Tarnowski, Jonathan Davis, Drew Perrone-Bruce, and Eric Ermentrout. Next time on Trigger Ethics.
Now I ask you, brothers and sisters, if God be for us, who can stand against us?
Questions later. We should be moving along. Do you have a keycard?
No.
Then how are we going to get out of here?
I would suggest you back away from the door.
Is that a bomb?
Bomb? Yes. Get over here now.
Did you forget about our lunch meeting?
What?
The independent contractor?
In my profession, Mr. Dreely, you have to have a mark to distinguish yourself. I'm rather fond of canines.
She'd better get the job done. Sooner the better.
For more information on Trigger Ethics, you can visit the show's website at triggerethics.allegheny.edu. Trigger Ethics is a production of Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Copyright 2008.